Lesson 17, A Seer Becometh a Great Benefit to His Fellow Beings. Mosiah, chapter 7 through 11. Purpose. To encourage class members to follow the counsel of church leaders, particularly those whom the Lord has called as prophets, seers, and revelators. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Mosiah chapters 7 through 8. Ammon leads an expedition to learn of the people who years earlier had left Zarahemla to return to the land of Nephi. Ammon and his brethren find Limhi and his people. Ammon teaches the people of Limhi, receives a record of the people, and learns of 24 Jaredite plates discovered by the people. He explains that Mosiah, who is a seer, can translate the engravings on the plates. B. Mosiah, chapters 9 through 10. Part of the record of Zenoph, Limhi's grandfather, recounts a brief history of how Zenoph's people arrived in the land of Nephi. It also recounts how the Lord strengthened them in wars against the Lamanites. C. Mosiah, chapter 11. Zenoph's son Noah rules in wickedness. Despite the warnings of the prophet Abinadi, the people are blind to the wickedness of Noah and his priests. 2. Additional reading. Bible Dictionary, Seer, page 771. Urim and Thummim, pages 786 through 787. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. There is an example of a diagram you could draw on the chalkboard on page 75. It shows Nephi, Lehi's son, number 1, came to the land of Nephi. 2, King Mosiah the first pointing to the land of Zarahemla. From the land of Zarahemla pointing back to the land of Nephi, number 3, Zenoph. And an arrow pointing back to the land of Nephi from the land of Zarahemla, number 4, Ammon. Explain that in order to understand the Lord's dealings with his people in the book of Mosiah, it is helpful to understand the events described in 2 Nephi chapter 5, the book of Omni, and Mosiah chapter 7 and 9. Tell class members that you will use the diagram on the chalkboard to briefly recount these events. Read or share in your own words the information below. The numbers correspond with the numbers on the diagram. 1. After Lehi's death, the Lord commanded the followers of Nephi to separate from the followers of Laman. The Nephites settled in a land that they called the land of Nephi. 2 Nephi chapter 5, verses 5 through 8. The land was later also known as the land of Lehi, Nephi. Mosiah chapter 7, verse 1. 2. About 400 years later, the Nephites were led by a king named Mosiah. The Lord commanded Mosiah to flee from the land of Nephi with as many as would hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Mosiah and his people discovered a group of people called the people of Zarahemla. The two groups of people united and called themselves Nephites. Mosiah was appointed to be their king. Omni chapter 1, verses 12 through 19. 3. A group of Nephites left the land of Zarahemla to regain part of the land of Nephi. Omni chapter 1, verse 27. They obtained land there under the leadership of a man called Zenoph, who became their king. Mosiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. 4. About 79 years later, King Mosiah II, the grandson of the first king Mosiah, was desirous to know concerning the people who went to dwell in the land of Lehi-Nephi. He permitted a man named Ammon to lead an expedition for this purpose. Note that this Ammon was not the son of Mosiah, who later preached the gospel among the Lamanites. Ammon and his brethren found King Limhi and his people. Limhi was Zenoph's grandson. Mosiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Ammon and his brethren find Limhi and his people. Ammon teaches Limhi of the importance of a seer. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 7 through 8. For an explanation of Mosiah chapter 7 verses 1 through 11, see item 4 in the attention activity. Why did Limhi take Ammon and his companions captive? See Mosiah chapter 7 verses 8 through 11. Why did Limhi rejoice when he learned who Ammon was? See Mosiah chapter 7 verses 12 through 15. Explain that later in the lesson you will discuss how Limhi's people were brought into bondage. What message did Limhi share with his people after talking with Ammon? Refer to Mosiah chapter 7, verses 17 through 20, and verses 29 through 33. What does this reveal about Limhi's qualities as a leader? Limhi told Ammon that he once sent 43 people to search for their brethren in Zarahemla, Mosiah chapter 8, verse 7. What did this group find instead? See Mosiah chapter 8, verses 8 through 11, also Ether chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. They found the remains of the Jaredite civilization. The Jaredites had settled 3 centuries before the Nephites arrived. What did Limhi request of Ammon regarding the 24 gold plates of the Jaredites? See Mosiah chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. Why would it be helpful for Limhi's people and for us to know the cause of the destruction of the Jaredites? How did Ammon respond to Limhi's request? See Mosiah chapter 8, verses 13 through 14. He said that Mosiah, the king in Zarahemla, was a seer who could translate the records. What other titles did Ammon associate with the title of seer? See Mosiah chapter 8, verse 16. Whom do we sustain today as prophets, seers, and revelators? Members of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. What are the roles of a seer? See Mosiah chapter 8, verse 13, and verses 17 through 18. How do Latter-day prophets, seers, and revelators fulfill these roles? Refer to the quotation below. You may also want to have class members discuss other conference addresses, proclamations, or events that show how members of the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 have acted as seers. How have Latter-day prophets, seers, and revelators been a great benefit to you? Elder Boyd K. Packer said, "The Scriptures speak of prophets as watchmen upon the tower, who see the enemy while he is yet afar off, and who have beheld also things which were not visible to the natural eye. For a seer hath the Lord raised up unto his people." Many years ago, the brethren warned us of the disintegration of the family and told us to prepare. The weekly family home evening was introduced by the First Presidency. Parents are provided with excellent materials for teaching their children, with a promise that the faithful will be blessed. While the doctrines and revealed organization remain unchanged, all agencies of the church have been reshaped in their relationship to one another and to the home. The entire curriculum of the church was overhauled based on scriptures, and years were spent preparing new editions of the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. We can only imagine where we would be if we were just now reacting to the terrible redefinition of the family. But that is not the case. We are not casting frantically about, trying to decide what to do. We know what to do and what to teach. The course we follow is not of our own making. The plan of salvation, the great plan of happiness, was revealed to us, and the prophets and apostles continue to receive revelation as the church and its members stand in need of more. In Conference Report, April 1994, pages 24 through 25, or Ensign May 1994, page 20. 2. The Record of Zenef recounts a brief history of Zenef's people. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah, chapters 9 through 10. Explain that chapters 9 through 22 of the book of Mosiah contain a history of the people who left Zarahemla to return to the land of Nephi. The history begins with the account of Zenef, Limhi's grandfather. Zenef was a member of a group of Nephites who wanted to regain from the Lamanites some of the land of Nephi, Mosiah chapter 9, verse 1. What was the Lamanites' attitude toward the Nephites? Refer to Mosiah chapter 10, verses 11 through 17. They were wroth because they felt that Laman and Lemuel, their ancestors, had been wronged by their brethren. Because of this, they taught their children to hate the Nephites. How do the traditions of the past sometimes stir people up to hatred? You may want to invite class members to share examples of similar situations in communities, nations, or the world. Why are such traditions perpetuated? What can we learn from Zenef about overcoming feelings of hatred? See Mosiah chapter 9, verse 1. Zenef was sent as a spy to determine how to destroy the Lamanites. However, when he saw that which was good among the Lamanites, he no longer wanted to destroy them. What can we do to honestly see the good in others? What mistake did Zenef make in his efforts to inherit the land of his fathers? See Mosiah chapter 7, verses 21 through 22, and chapter 9, verse 3. What were the results of Zenef's overzealousness? See Mosiah chapter 9, verses 3 through 12, and chapter 10, verse 18. What are some dangers of being overzealous, even in a good cause? How can we be zealous in the Lord's work without being overzealous? In their determination to obtain a part of the land of Nephi, Zenef and his people were slow to remember the Lord their God. Mosiah chapter 9, verse 3. What finally led them to turn to the Lord? Refer to Mosiah chapter 9, verses 13 through 17. How were they blessed when they remembered the Lord and prayed for deliverance? See Mosiah chapter 9, verse 18, and Mosiah chapter 10, verses 19 through 21. As members of the church, we have made a covenant to always remember the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. What are some things we can do that can help us keep this covenant? 3. Abinadi warns the people, but they are blind to Noah's wickedness. Read and discuss selected verses from Mosiah chapter 11. Who became king after Zenef? See Mosiah chapter 11, verse 1. What kind of a ruler was Noah? See Mosiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 19. You may want to list on the chalkboard some of the ways Noah walked after the desires of his own heart and changed the affairs of the kingdom. How did Noah influence the lives of his people? Refer to Mosiah chapter 11, verse 2, and verses 5 through 7. How did the people and Noah share the responsibility for their sinfulness? The Lord sent the prophet Abinadi to call Noah and his people to repentance. Mosiah chapter 11, verse 20. What warnings did the Lord give through Abinadi? See Mosiah chapter 11, verses 20 through 25. You may want to discuss how Abinadi fulfilled the role of a seer, as discussed earlier in the lesson. How did Noah and his people respond to Abinadi's warnings? See Mosiah chapter 11, verses 26 through 28, also Mosiah chapter 12, verses 13 through 15. Why were the people angry with Abinadi and not with Noah, who would tax them and cause them to support him in his iniquity? See Mosiah chapter 11, verses 7 and 29. Why do some people today reject servants of the Lord like Abinadi in favor of people like Noah? Why is it important to recognize and follow prophets of God? See Mosiah chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38, and Section 84, verses 36 through 38. Conclusion. Encourage class members to follow the counsel of righteous leaders, particularly those whom the Lord has called as prophets, seers, and revelators. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. End of Lesson 17. A seer becometh a great benefit to his fellow beings.